I'm really torn and feeling bad because obviously it's ironic that they come before us today when we are dedicating our Adamo mural project, which was approved and does have significance to our history. I definitely don't want anybody to get the impression that I'm not for art. I definitely am for art. And I'd like to quote Mr. Roberts when he said that the art, where they want to put up art in the warehouse district. I think this mural and this great work of this artist would have been more served in the warehouse district or in the Channelside district or the downtown. But artists need to realize if you come to Ybor City and you're in a national landmark district, then I agree with staff that you have, you know, to have something to do with the history. I mean, if there was a way that we could put a moratorium, like, you know, get this where it doesn't have to be destroyed, because that would also break my heart. But if there's a way we could approve this and then put a moratorium, but I'm always the one that says, you know what, I'm really afraid of setting the precedent. We are charged with protecting the grid and restoring the alleys in Ybor City because we are a landmark district. So by opening up all those alleys and protecting them, that leaves Ybor City open for any kind of art and any creative graffiti or anything an artist would want to do on the back of anything that's not a contributing structure. And even though it can't be like seen by driving by, I have passed by there. I can see it and it's obvious. And therefore, I just feel like I hate to see it go. I don't want to see it painted over, but because of the fact I do support staff and it not having a historic reference, and again, I don't approve of it setting the precedent for alleys and backways.
I disagree. I don't think there is a better place in Tampa for there to be murals, but you know, places like Ybor City where we have a mix of old and new. We pay homage to our heritage through Ybor City, but our heritage and our history is not stagnant at a certain date and time. And I think that our guidelines even talk about how we're not set in a stagnant place in time. The mural does pay respect to Ybor City in the way that it did not touch the historic part of the building. Just by the very nature that the artist limited himself and the building owner limited themselves to the non-contributing portions of the building, I think pay great respect to Ybor, where they could have put a giant mural over the entire facade of the building. Also, having said that, it's really not our place to discuss, you know, what is and is not art. You know, that's for the historians to discuss many, many years from now.